Hi, I'm the person whose closet is put in color order, but I'll also pick up an earthworm without thinking twice. In fact, I did yesterday. It needed my help. I'm not afraid to be a little messy. Human nature is messy, but nature can help us embrace it. I love the brand Seventh Generation. Their laundry detergent lifts away tough stains with the power of bioenzymes. That's exciting. You wipe your hands on your pants after you pick up an earthworm. Seventh Generation is like, don't worry. Hug a dirty tree. Huff some bark. It's good for you. That is the power of Seventh Generation. Find laundry detergent and other laundry products at seventhgeneration.com. I love worms. This episode is brought to you by Merrick Pet Care. And if you've heard me talk about Grammy, you know that she means the world to me. I wanted a dog for probably 10 years, and I was living in an apartment, couldn't have dogs. When I finally moved somewhere else, I adopted her within weeks, and it was love at first scritch. She's about 2 feet away from me as I record this. She hangs out in the studio, and all I want to do is smooch her and look at her and stare at her. I also like feeding her because I see how happy it makes her. And there's nothing like watching her lick her chops after having yummy stuff like Grammy's Paw Pie or Real Texas Beef and Sweet Potato, which are two recipes she's been enjoying from Merrick. As her parent, I like that they use deboned meat and fish or poultry as the number one ingredient. I also like that they have these real ingredients and you can see them on the bag so you know what's in each one. And watching her do a little dance, especially with a Grammy's Pot Pie recipe, brings too much joy to my heart. Is there such a thing as too much joy? I'm not sure. But check out Merrick online or in your local pet store and look for their new packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it. Oh, hey, it's your podcast stepdad who smells like garlic, but is so happy you made it to this update because it's just such a comfy, cozy catch-up with an all-time favorite guest. So trees, if you have not yet listened to the full episode, you just beep, 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 back it up, kiddo. Hit that first. I promise you, there's an order. It makes sense. Also, since you made it here, I promised an update on the unnamed tree that I mentioned in the 2018 interview. And does it have a name? It's been 2 years and it doesn't. No, it does not have one. Nothing is sacred. I'm mad at everything. I'm really pissed on one hand that it is nameless, but also on the other hand, I'm kind of relieved and I feel calm in my heart that it's not named after Pepsi Max or like T-Mobile, like Tree Mobile. Oh, God, just please, Earth, swallow me. Okay, so more updates on the life and times and adventures of your favorite dendrologist, including whether or not he calls himself a dendrologist, Casey Clapp.
Allie, I'm just doing so great. How are you?
Good. It's so good to hear your voice.
You as well, although I've heard it 100,000 times now.
My God. Feel like I just was listening to Dendrology this morning, so I feel like we just hung out this morning.
Well, that sounds great. Well, then you get to hang out in the morning, hang out at night. I'm drinking a beer right now, so we're all on the same page.
Oh, it's so good to have you back. Are you like aware that your episode on dendrology is maybe a fan favorite of all of like 200 episodes I've done?
No, I didn't realize it until like recently. And I'm like, it's so stunning to me. I'm so happy to be a part of this.
Yeah, no, honestly, when people recommend episodes to each other, it's like, oh, you got to start with dendrology. That tree guy is amazing. People love you.
Oh, man. Well, I love them too. So, it's very mutualistic here.
Now, it's winter right now, almost. We're going into winter.
Yes, we're nearly at the solstice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're almost there.
We've got 4 days.
Now, anything new about trees that you have perhaps learned in the last year and a half? Anything that has recently kind of come into your world that you felt like you wanted to share? Any new tattoos?
Oh, my God. I got so many more tattoos. I was actually thinking about that because I was like, oh, my gosh, I've added to my armoretum is what I call it.
Armoretum. It's good.
Like, that's how many trees. It's become more than just one. It's a collection now.
Ones do you have? What'd you get?
Let's see. So I have a bristlecone pine tree tattooed on my chest.
Oh.
And that takes up like a kind of like almost a quadrant. I got a Douglas fir cone with a bunch of little mushrooms that come out. This is a fun thing. I learned this. So there is a fungus and it's Strobiformis trulissatus, I believe is the scientific name. It doesn't have a common name. And it's a fungus that only colonizes and grows on the cones of the Douglas fir tree. That's it. So quite specialized.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I really want to get a fungus, like a mushroom tattoo, but I don't want it to be like one of those kind of like almost kitschy mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Everyone like gets that. And I was like, nah, it's got to be a little bit more original. So I found this like mushroom when I was just looking through the world, and it's on, you can find it if you go out to, you know, the forest, you'll see it right now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's adorable. So I took it to my artist and he drew it up and he's like, yeah, what do you think? I was like, it's perfect. Let's do it. So I got these little mushrooms popping out of a little Douglas fir cone. And then I have an enlarged larch cone that mm-hmm. is like right on my the top side of my wrist. And then the Carolina hemlock, the subalpine fir. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it. I think those are only the new tree related tattoos.
How do you pick, by the way, of all those species, like the bristlecone pine, for example, what was it about that tree that inspired you to get a massive chest piece?
Oh my God. Have you seen those trees?
Yes. Yeah,
that's all you got to do is go look at them and then all inspiration done.
So the bristlecone pine is that dense, gnarled, ancient tree that one Don Curry cut down while doing research, only to find that that specimen was the oldest known living thing on planet Earth at the time until he killed it. So, oops. But these Western U.S. conifers, they look kind of like if a lightning bolt was made out of driftwood. It's just gnar-gnar in every way.
I went down and saw them and was just absolutely blown away. And I think that they are the most uniquely beautiful trees, you know, because you can see them and they look old, and you know, they're tiny trees comparatively. Like you could fit an entire one of these trees inside of a medium-sized sequoia, but they're like literally twice as old. So there's just I could stare at it the way someone can stare at water or stare at fire, you know, like it just kind of mm-hmm. captivates you. Mm-hmm. So that was the inspiration. I was like, I got to get something like that tattooed, and I really want to take up this massive space that I have. So mm-hmm. what am I going to do? And I gave it to the artist who I work with, and I was like, hey man, this is kind of my idea. And he drew a couple things up, and he had his iPad, and he was looking at it while he was tattooing me. And so it wasn't like a drawing that he put on me. He was kind of like, all right, this is kind of the idea. I'm going to make it better as we do it. And he was actively like judging the tree that he was looking at and then putting it on me at the same time. And I was like, this is excellent. I love this.
And when something is tattooed into your actual flesh, it really is a portable evergreen. It's a forever green. Oh, on the topic of life and winter, Casey shared some dendrological myths and lore.
I did some research on this with one of my friends, and it is actually such an interesting like Christianization almost of pagan holidays. And basically, the idea is that there's always been sort of pagan holidays over the solstice. And the fun thing that I learned is that, and I don't know what exact tradition this is, if it was, you know, Gauls or Celts or something like that, but there was a holly king and there was an oak king. The oak king was the king over the summertime. As soon as the winter solstice happens, when the days immediately start getting longer, the Oak King's power would kind of grow and he'd get more and more strength, and he'd kind of, the power of the Holly King would kind of wane a little bit or wax. Which ones go away and which ones come?
I think waning is going away.
Waning, yeah. It's fading. So the, mm-hmm. the Holly King was waning while the Oak King was waxing. And then at the summer solstice, the Oak King's at the height of its power and glory when you have the biggest oak trees and they have all their leaves and they're so divine in a lot of different cultures. And mm-hmm. then as soon as the summer solstice and June 21st comes around, then all of a sudden its power starts fading. And then the Holly King starts coming back. And the holly is obviously evergreen. At least it was the one that they're talking about, the English holly or the sort of common holly over in Europe. That tree then started getting a little old with the more power. And then all of a sudden, you know, you have that sort of power dynamic that comes and goes. And on the solstice, they would bring in these evergreen things as a celebration of everlasting life and that kind of thing.
Here's a branch.
Mm.
So I just thought that was the most fascinating thing, where everyone, like, it was just this, you know, you were connected to the land, you were celebrating, you know, the turning of the days getting longer, getting shorter. And then all of a sudden, you know, they took it, and as religions and cultures change, they kind of took that same idea and transformed it to a new tradition. As we look at it now, obviously the tradition's very much different than it was 3,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about Arbor Day? Do you celebrate?
I love Arbor Day. One of my professors, when I was at the University of Massachusetts, he would always, he had a really thick Boston accent, and he was always like, I can't even do the accent. I was going to try, and then I panicked, and I stopped.
Pardon me?
Maybe that'll come out some other time. But he would always say, all right, it's the most holy day of the year, Arbor Day, go outside, go plant a tree.
Oh.
And he's just, I thought that was the funniest thing because I had no idea what he was talking about. And he's like, hey, the most holy day of the year is coming up. I'm like, what? It's like, it's April. What are you talking about? And like, Arbor Day.
Arbor Day. Go to the park. Day.
Yeah. Go to the park, plant a tree. All right, guy. He was kicking the pants, that guy.
Now, what about, since we talked last, you demurred when I called you a dendrologist, saying that you were more of an arborist. Do you feel like you are still more of an arborist than a dendrologist? Has your any thoughts Ooh. Changed?
I'm going to say a little bit yes. And I think, honestly, I have to admit, where once you said it and, you know, you, like someone starts calling you something, it's like, okay, yeah, I guess I am. I never gave myself that title, but if everyone else will, I guess I'm just going to live into it. I'm going to take it.
Oh, good. That makes me so, so happy.
Well, thank you.
What are you looking forward to in 2021?
In 2021, actually, I have a very specific thing that I'm looking forward to, and it's kind of a thing that I have to drop right now, I guess, is that I am officially actually trying to make a podcast.
What?
And we're making a podcast, my friend Alex Croson and I. It's going to come out on the 7th of January, so right as 2021 starts.
Oh my gosh, what's it called?
It's called Completely Arbitrary.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you laughed at that.
Yes.
Of course.
Okay, what's it about? What's the first episode about?
Okay, so the first episode is actually about the Douglas fir, I believe is what the first one is going to be. We have a couple that we have lined up, and so we just decided that we are going to make it about the Douglas fir. And the whole scheme, when I pitched this to my friend Alex, I was like, Alex, okay, so you don't know much about trees. And he's like, yeah, I know, you know a lot about trees. I'm like, ah, you know, okay, I do. But so what if between you and I, we just get together and we just kind of talk about trees and then we give them a rating. We review trees as if they were, you know, a material item that someone could be like, oh, tell me about, like, what, I'm going to scroll down on the Amazon list of trees and then see all the different consumer reviews of it. That is basically what we're going to do. We're going to introduce a tree. I'm going to talk about it and say, all right, so here's the facts, just the facts, blah, 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 blah. Then he's going to look at me and be like, the tree's green, it's got leaves, and that's about all I know.
Oh, okay. Y'all heard it here first. Completely arbitrary. Get it? Okay, so it officially launches on January 7th, but I strongly begged Casey to put up an episode 0 trailer so you can find it now and subscribe wherever you get podcasts. This is breaking news, people. I am the TMZ of tree gossip.
But he is just a delight to talk to. We've been friends for just years, probably decades by this point. And at the end of it, we're going to give a rating out of, I think, what did we decide? 10 golden cones of honor.
Okay.
It came out just randomly when we were sitting there. And then afterwards, we're going to take a question that someone gives us and we're going to answer it. So if someone's like, hey, what is a ectomycorrhizal fungi? Then we're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the plan.
Amazing.
And it's going to be like 30 minutes. You know, you're on your bike, you're riding to work, you're on the bus, you're driving, put on 30 minutes, listen to Casey and Alex talk about trees, laugh a little bit, cry a little bit, you know,
amazing.
Mostly because I probably am going to rate some trees that people really like pretty severely.
I was going to say there's got to be trees on your shit list.
Well, I don't know if you recall me talking about apple trees.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Yeah, there are some shit list trees and they're going to come out. We don't know when, you know, we got to pepper them in there, you know, every now and then. And we want to keep the vibe high so everyone's like, oh, this is a nice positive podcast.
Right.
But then every now and then it's probably going to be like, oh, we're gonna be talking about the Myrobian plum. And
oh,
I'm like, oh my
shit.
God, don't even get me started.
Oh my God, you're going to spill the tree on it.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty rough.
Oh, I'm so excited. That comes out January 7th.
On the 7th. January 7th. So that's
completely arbitrary or totally arbitrary?
Yeah. Oh, it is completely arbitrary. Trust me. But it's also called Completely Arbitrary.
I'm so excited.
But specifically, because we're doing this over the radio, it's A-R-B-O-R-trary.
I had a feeling.
Uh-huh.
I had a feeling.
Yeah.
Oh,
as we were discussing, I was like, you know what, Alex, I don't think we should make a pun name. And then what do we make it? A punny name.
Of
so,
course,
you know.
You have to.
Is
the podcast art just going to be a bunch of your tattoos?
You know, it might as well be, but I think it's going to be a cone. We're just getting that figured out and solidifying that. We just got some of the artwork put in today. So we got, I think it's going to be a cone and then kind of a thing on top that says completely arbitrary, kind of arced over it. Yeah.
I'm so excited. Okay. Really quick break to hear about sponsors of the show, and they make it possible for us to make a donation in Casey's name. This week, it goes to ecotrust.org, which is a Portland, Oregon-based nonprofit working with Indigenous nations and private and public landowners to transition to climate smart management. And EcoTrust is firm in their beliefs that forests hold the greatest potential to mitigate the effects of global warming. So you will hear about sponsors of the show that made that possible now. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, I'm recording this on a Friday night. I'm about to go to a party. A party, you say? I thought the same thing. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and kind of spread ourselves a little thin. Especially with spring mingling. You're outdoors, you're hanging out. What is the right amount of socializing for you and for me? And how do we recharge, I ask myself, and also you. You know what helps? You know what's helped me? Therapy. And I've used BetterHelp. Therapy can help you check in and say, how am I feeling right now? Are you feeling lonely and actually going out and seeing friends would be good for you? Are you isolating because you're depressed? What's going on? And I have to say, as someone who has been in therapy, it has definitely helped me check in with myself. We all have gauges on how we're doing, but some of us ignore them. A lot of us. I like BetterHelp because it's very easy onboarding. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient and flexible. You can suit it to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. If you were not vibing with them, you can switch at any time. No additional charge or drama. So get in touch with yourself and find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/ologies today to get 10% off your first month. So that's betterhelp.com/ologies. Have you tried different meal kit options and you're like, what else is out there? You might want to try Home Chef. What's cool about Home Chef, you'd like to ask? Well, they have fresh ingredients, chef-designed recipes, delivered to your doorstep. We love a doorstep delivery. They got classic meal kits, pre-portioned ingredients, easy instructions. They got quick recipes ready in less than 30 minutes. They have oven-ready kits with pre-chopped stuff. You can also do quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes. Home Chef has you and the entire fam covered for good meals without the hassle. And I mentioned on this podcast that your pod mother and I just had our kitchen ripped out. So we don't have a kitchen. We have a microwave in the living room. And that means, hey, Home Chef, we'll take those microwave meals that assemble in minutes. Thanks very much. Home Chef is like in a bad dating game of meal kits out there. I'm your soulmate. So for a limited time, Home Chef is offering listeners 18 free meals, plus free shipping on your first box and free dessert for life. You're welcome. At homechef.com/ologies. So that's homechef.com/ologies for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. Homechef.com/ologies. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert. With Capella University's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. So I'm about to do a bunch of travel for Ologies, recording things in different cities. And you know what I did for myself? I got a Quince cashmere suit, a two-piece. Who does that? Me, because of Quince. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. They have organic cotton sweaters. They have washable silk tops. They have 14 karat gold jewelry. But the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with these top factories, and then they cut out the cost of the middleman, and then they pass that savings on to you and me. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and great fabrics and finishes. I love that. They have amazing classic clothes that are quality and timeless. And so that helps me when I'm packing to know I can have almost a capsule wardrobe where everything looks good, and also some of it's cashmere. So indulge in some affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ologies for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ologies to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ologies. Okay, now, if you are looking to cultivate your own arboretum, who is a good gardener for that? Also, do you want to shout out your tattoo artist?
Oh, yeah, his name's Sean Hebrink, with a Bloodroot tattoo here in Portland.
Cool.
He is such a delight. Just one of the nicest people I've ever met. Just an incredible artist.
Does he like trees more since working on you?
I wouldn't say more, but you know what I really dig and why I've kept going back to him now, like several times, is that each time I give him a thing, like say, hey, I want this, and then I'm very specific. I'm like, no, this is a fir cone, or this is a this kind of cone, or this is a that kind of cone, mm-hmm. rather than a pine cone. That's a myth I should break. Is that everyone will always say, oh, that looks, oh, I love that Doug fir pine cone. And it's like, no, that's a Doug fir cone because it's not a pine, you know? You see? And it's one of those things where, you know, you learn and then you like for 30 seconds start calling people out. Then you realize that you're trying to like, you know, stop a tide and you're like, oh, just let it go. It's not that important. And so whenever I give things to him and I'm like, hey, Sean, I have this very specific thing with this very specific purpose with these very specific like biological or, you know, whatever meanings. And he picks up on it and like finds it to a T and then knows it. So like I told him about this fungus and then he looked it up himself. So he was making sure that he was drawing it right. Then when he posted it on his social media, he like called out the fungus by the scientific name and all these things and was like, you're the best. So he takes it, you know, I guess personally. And then mm-hmm. really gives a good piece of art because he knows exactly that I'm not looking for just like, oh, I want a pine cone. He's like, no, I'm getting a Carolina hemlock cone. It looks exactly like this. Don't just randomly look up hemlock cone or find some other random stuff.
But you know, when something is on someone's body until they die, that's a lot of responsibility.
Right?
You don't want to be like the no regrets tattoo of trees, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. No, I agree. And I have to like think about that whenever I see other everyone else's tattoos mm-hmm. and I judge them, like not judging like, is that good or bad? But I'm like, okay, I know that that's a ponderosa pine, but that's a hip. Those are not pine needles. What are those? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've seen tattoos like, okay, let me give you an example. Things that are in the lily family, Liliaceae, mm-hmm. they are defined more or less, I'm going to say more, by having things in parts of three. So every lily that you've ever seen or anything in the lily family will have three petals, three sepals, or six or nine or 12. It's always in multiples of three.
These things come in three. Mm-hmm.
And so I saw this, and this was like some random book years and years ago, where it was clearly a lily, like one of those big lily flowers that you can get from, you know, half the stores when they're in bloom. And mm-hmm. it only had five petals. And I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, jeez.
Someone didn't do their research.
And it's so, the more permanent it is, honestly, the worse. You know?
Exactly. Well, my first tattoo, I don't know if I told you this, it's a backwards music note.
Oh man, buckle up because you're about to love this guy even more.
Did I tell you this?
No.
Oh my God. So my very first tattoo, I think I was a freshman in college and I was like, I want to go get a tattoo. It's going to be great. Cool. I'm cool. And then I went to get it and I was like, all right, I just want this music note. I think it's a quarter note. It's a music note. One that comes up and then goes over and then goes back down. Mm-hmm. So I put it on and I was looking in the mirror and I was like, oh man, no, it's backwards. You know, we got to flip that around. And the tattoo artist was like, all right, yeah, cool. Let's flip it around. So we flipped it around. We tattooed on me. I was super stoked and I went over and I was showing my friends and all my friends were like, oh, yeah, you got a tattoo, Casey. Wow. That's great. And then a week later, they couldn't bring themselves to tell me. And we were all like, you know, sitting around, hanging out at one of my friend's apartments. And they're like, Casey, your tattoo's backwards. And like all at once, just kind of shouted it out. And I was like, what? And then for the first time, I actually, instead of looking in the mirror, I looked down at my own chest and I was like, oh my God, it is backwards. And that's been a thing. My friend, another friend was like, you know what? Just get all your tattoos backwards now. Who cares?
Oh no.
And I,
did
so,
you ever
my very
correct
first tattoo.
It or?
No, no. I think if I had to correct it, it would get like three times as big because I'd have to get like the lines for the bar would have to be like big enough to cover the rest of the tattoo. So no, I just have a backwards music note tattooed on me.
Oh no. It's a lesson just to leave well enough alone.
Exactly. But let me tell you, every time I look at it in the mirror, I'm like, that's a perfect music note.
You're like, I got a shitload of backwards cones, but that note is
exactly
on
that
point.
Note is perfect. Yeah, it's exactly it. You know, it's a personal tattoo. That's what I realized.
Well, the last question I wanted to ask for this refresh is mm-hmm. what ology would you really want to hear about?
It would be something like I am so fascinated with the like how cities are designed and like what makes them work, what doesn't make them work. And obviously I work in a city, so I'm constantly like bombarded with this.
Mm-hmm.
But you have like the engineers who are trying to figure out how to make stormwater flow perfectly off the side of this curb down into this thing. And then there's other people who have to deal with like, all right, well, how, where the streetlights going to go? And then they do all these individual things.
Mm-hmm.
But the larger planning where everyone's like, okay, we're going to make this city really cool. And here's how, and here's why.
Mm-hmm.
That is something I find fascinating.
Oh, that's a great one. That's an awesome one. I just recorded one with an urban rodentologist and we talked about sewer rats under Manhattan.
That is terrifying. I heard a story where a guy fell into a vault under a Manhattan sidewalk and there were rats, like it was filled with rats. And I was like, that is a literal nightmare. Oh my God. I hope that guy's okay.
Did he survive?
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, but he couldn't scream. He was down there for like 45 minutes with rats all around him until they could pull him out because he was like 8 feet down and he couldn't scream because a rat would run in his mouth. And it's like, oh my God, I'm shaking right now.
You know, I will say that I did an episode with someone who studies like just gratitude and depression and, mm-hmm. and what to do to get yourself kind of out of a funk. And smelling trees phytochemicals in general for like 20 minutes a day was said to make people a lot happier. And that might be the secret of your success, sir. Like be why you're just like the coolest, jolliest person is because you're just in trees all the time.
Man, I hope that that's the case. You know what is funny about that? There's a famous arborist or like researcher and his slogan was touch trees. Alex Shigo's his name. And so all of his books, like you open it up and on the very front, they say touch trees because he's just like, go out and touch trees. Like people don't do that anymore. So maybe that should be my slogan from now on. It's just smell trees.
It's going to make so much happier.
That's great.
I checked today. You have 9,000 Instagram followers.
I just hit 9,000 just like 3 days ago.
Yeah. What did I tell you, dude? I was like, I texted you the day before it went up and I was like, Casey, you get that Instagram up and you're like, I'm in the middle of the forest. I was like, you get self-service, you put that up because trust me, people are going to want to learn about trees with you. You know, book agents, lit agents, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah.
I guess they DM you on your Instagram.
You've become my social media manager just by almost like slapping me in the head and being like, Casey, just go do
Come
this.
Come on, Casey.
Jeez, get it done.
So ask charming and knowledgeable people gnarly questions because it'll change the way that you look at those limbs out the window. And plus, we're all going to die one day. So you might as well just appreciate things more and ask about them. And you can follow Casey on Instagram at clap4trees as well as his podcast. Both of those are going to be linked in the show notes. His podcast, again, is completely arbitrary. You can already subscribe to the trailer and get the first episode when it drops on January 7th. I think that we should all wear brown pants and a green sweater on January 7th and celebrate. Who's with me? No one? I'm doing it anyway. Okay, so we are at Ologies on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Allie Ward with one L on both. And you can be a patron at patreon.com/ologies. We have so many good episodes coming up you can submit questions for. Ologies merch, including masks, which I know you're already wearing, is available at ologiesmerch.com. And thank you, Shannon Feltis and Bonnie Dutch of the Comedy Podcast, You Are That, for managing the merch. Thank you, Aaron Talbert and Emily White, Caleb Patton, Noelle Dilworth, who all make the show possible with their very hard work, as well as assistant editor and full-time hottie, Jarrett Sleeper, and Treven Ray Morris, a.k.a. Steven, who hosts the Percast and See Jurassic Right. Nick Thorburn wrote the theme music. And if you stick around to the end of the episode, you know, I tell you a secret. And this one is that sometimes when walnuts go bad, they taste kind of like if you ate paint. But I kind of like them that way because it reminds me of moving into a new place and having like fresh adventures and getting to put your stuff in cabinets and stuff. Anyway, I think this means that the walnuts are rancid, but I haven't died yet, so it's going fine. All right. See you back next week. We'll have full brand new episodes all for 2021. Meanwhile, I'm just going to be on the couch eating Stroop waffles and bawling to the new Pixar film. Also, COVID is still very much a thing, so let's all stay in for New Year, shall we? Yeah? Okay, great. Touch some trees, huff some bark. Bye-bye. Pachydermatology. Homeology. Cryptozoology. Lithology. Nanotechnology. Meteorology.
Please clap.
For trees.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door.
Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday Savings only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.